me get things underway this afternoon by welcoming in from the Versant Power Astronomy Center and the Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine, Sean Latch with us. Hello there, Sean.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very well, thank you. Good to have you with us for our monthly check-in with, a lot of things going on up in the skies and up at the university. And one of them coming up right away, can you tell us about the Star Walk that is coming up tomorrow?
Yes. So the folks out at Hirundo Nature Park invited me to head on out and do a star walk. So if the weather is clear tomorrow night, we're going to do a socially distanced star walk. So it's a little bit different than a star party. Typically there you're sharing telescopes, but that's not safe for during COVID. So instead we'll be doing an outdoor walk, and I'll have a laser pointer, again, if the weather is clear, and be doing sort of a constellation tour and pointing out things to see. People can bring their binoculars if they'd like, to use themselves and take a little closer look as well. But that's a little bit of fun planned for tomorrow night, hoping and keeping fingers crossed that the weather cooperates. Right now I see a little bit of snow outside my window, so I'm a bit worried, but we'll have to see.
I think it's going to be pretty good for tomorrow night, but yeah, we'll see what happens there. Also, a brand new program for the month of February. Tell us about Into the Polar Night.
Yeah, this program takes a look at the Mosaic mission, which was a mission basically that went to explore polar ice with an icebreaker ship that went with the plan of basically being locked in sea ice for a year to study the thickness of polar ice over time, how it changes, and how it affects the environment. And we also have an intro piece to that, which we're featuring UMaine's Arctic Institute and talking with Dr. Carl Kreutz and some of the stuff that he's been doing in Denali and up in Canada as well, looking at glacial ice and ice coring and things like that. So it should be a fun program that takes a look at the importance of ice in our environment overall. And we're sold out tonight, but we do have tickets available for the shows some of the rest of the month. So we're thrilled that we're going to start off with a bang.
Very good. And a family favorite comes back as well, Legends of the Night Sky, Orion.
Yeah, this is the time of year for, of course, Orion the Hunter. And Orion's story, it does have a little bit of a love story in it as well, so it's almost perfect for the month of February with Valentine's Day, too. But you'll join Aesop the Owl and Socrates the Mouse, and they'll tell you the classic story of Orion and Artemis and how Orion ended up in the nighttime sky. So that's definitely a family favorite. We also have our music shows on Sundays, too. And this month we're bringing back Led Zeppelin, another classic that we enjoy doing, and so we're looking forward to that too.
Also, of course, school vacation just about a week away, and you've got some special school vacation week matinees planned as well.
Yeah, we're doing special programming every day at 2 p.m. during that K-12 break. So on the 15th, we'll do Magic Treehouse. The 16th, The Secret of the Cardboard Rocket. On the 17th, Cosmic Colors. And then the 18th, we're doing something very special. We have Explore, which looks at going to Mars. And immediately after that, we're going to share the live webcast from NASA TV of the Mars Perseverance mission, which is scheduled to land that afternoon around 3:30 in the afternoon. So we're going to do that right after this show and give folks a chance to sort of watch that mission land on the surface of Mars, which is really exciting. And then the 19th, we finish up with Lucia and Secret of Shooting Stars. So, yeah, whole variety of programming that week, something really for everyone.
We're talking with Sean Lash from the Versant Power Astronomy Center. You mentioned Mars, and I don't know, they may have to install a traffic light. It's going to be busy there.
It really is, yeah, this month in particular. So starting next week, actually, on the 10th, there's a mission called the Mars Hope, which is from the United Arab Emirates, which is scheduled to land. Then on the 11th, there's one from called Tianwen, which is from China. And on the 18th, of course, the Perseverance mission. So, yeah, Mars, very busy. Typically, there is a launch window, you know, and last sort of July was that launch window for things, and then you have a travel time out to Mars, and then they have to line up again before we can do another launch. So, yeah, sort of one of those things where a bunch of folks launched at the same time, and, yeah, there's going to be a bunch of traffic on Mars.
And what else is up in the skies this month that we should keep our eyes open for?
Well, I mentioned Orion, of course, earlier. Orion is really great, and it's definitely worth taking a look at in the night sky, and also the Pleiades star cluster, which is just up and sort of to the right of Orion, sort of draw that line through his belt, go up, and you'll find that V shape, which is the face of Taurus, and then off, of course, over to the Pleiades. Now, Mars really is the only planet we currently have in our skies, because Jupiter and Saturn are behind the Sun, Venus also, and Mercury behind the Sun right now, so Mars is it in terms of planets. But then towards the end of the month and early into March, Jupiter and Saturn will reemerge in the morning sky, and we'll have to wait a little while longer until Venus comes back into our nighttime sky. So those are a few things. I will mention, too, that there's been a new discovery. This you won't be able to see with your unaided eye or even most backyard telescopes, but they did discover this new Trojan asteroid around Earth here and was just announced actually yesterday. Trojan asteroids are asteroids that orbit out at Lagrange points, and Jupiter has about 9,000 of them or so, and that we know of several other planets that have Trojans, but Earth, this is really the second major Trojan discovered around Earth, if you will. It's probably about 200 meters in diameter or so, but this is kind of a new discovery that was just announced.
Very exciting indeed. And I don't know, I think we've mentioned it before, but it bears repeating too. Can you fill folks in on how they could join the Universe Explorers of Maine, your online astronomy club?
Yeah, if you go to our website, astro.umaine.edu, and then click on the Universe Explorers of Maine, you can sign up there for our online astronomy club. And it utilizes SLU telescopes, which are both in Chile and the Canary Islands. And every Friday night at 8:30, we do a star party online via Zoom, where we show folks objects through those telescopes, also talk about the current night sky. And we do have guest speakers in on occasion as well. In fact, tonight we're having a Nikita Sinai, who is one of the grad students here at UMaine in physics and astronomy, who's doing a program tonight. And last month we had a visitor in, a friend of mine from Tasmania, Australia, and talking about the southern skies and things we don't get to see here in Maine, and talking about some of the constellations from down under. So always try to have a fun mix of things on the with that. And of course, people have access to those telescopes not just on the Friday nights, basically any time that those telescopes are online, and they're usually online somewhere around, you know, 12 to 14 hours a day between the two locations. So it's a great way to do some stargazing, and there's quests and gamification, the whole variety of things with that program. So encourage folks to sign up if they have an interest in observing the heavens.
Wonderful. Well, always great to catch up with you, Sean. We appreciate you being with us this afternoon, and well, let's say we do it again in just a few weeks.
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean Latch. Burson Power Astronomy Center, Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine, every month on Downtown.